It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. In Tokyo, radiation levels in tap water are now more than twice what is considered safe for infants. This follows reports in recent days of increased radiation levels in northeastern Japan near the crippled nuclear plant. The dead are still being counted in the aftermath of the earthquake and tsunami, and many of them are elderly. That's because Japan is the world's most earthquake-prone country, as well as its most aged society. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from the city of Kesenoma.
It's dinner time at the House of Blessings and Longevity, a nursing home in Iwate Prefecture. Seniors eat their tofu and rice while documentary footage of past tsunamis airs on the television. Daisuke Hirata is the manager of another nursing home in a nearby city. Nine of his residents were brought here after the tsunami damaged his facility. He recalls when the powerful quake hit.
Some people hid under tables. Those suffering dementia, they couldn't understand what was happening. They just squatted down or covered their heads with cushions.
Once the shaking stopped, nine caregivers and 23 seniors, some of them in wheelchairs, headed for high ground. Hirata remembers seeing the tsunami coming.
It rose up and sloshed around like water boiling in a pot. Unlike normal waves, the tsunami kicked up huge amounts of spray. It was like a scene from a movie. Houses were creaking as the tsunami crushed them together.
Hirata says that of 67 seniors in another part of his facility, 13 managed to escape. The rest were killed by the tsunami. Japanese have the world's longest life expectancies. And in northeast Japan, the median age of residents in many communities is over 50, as younger residents leave to find work in the big cities. Keiko Yoshizawa, who manages the House of Blessings and Longevity, says that even with large government subsidies, demand for care of the elderly far outstrips the supply.
We have 500 people on the waiting list here. In all of Japan, there are 400,000 people on waiting lists for nursing homes. Our waiting list is three times the capacity of our facility.
Noritoshi Tanida is a scholar at the Yamaguchi Graduate School of Medicine in southern Japan. He says that most of the nearly 6,500 people killed in the 1995 Kobe earthquake were elderly. Tanida says that seniors' lack of mobility is not the only reason for this. Lifestyles and psychology are also factors. In emergency shelters, he says, elderly people tend not to express their needs for food and water. When that happens, they can get dehydrated more easily than younger people. 82-year-old Hisaho Koseki barely escaped the tsunami. Now she sits among piles of blankets and boxes of donuts at a local evacuation center. She says the disaster has left her homeless and she's afraid of being kicked out of the shelter. Her son has offered to take her in, but she doesn't want to burden him.
I have chronic ailments and I don't know how much longer I'll live. I don't want to die, but in this situation, perhaps it would be better if I did.
Koseki has survived much worse than this. During World War II, she worked in Tokyo as Allied bombing raids turned the capital into a sea of flames. She says many colleagues just didn't show up for work in the mornings at her electronics factory.
I asked about them and was told they were killed. It was a military factory, so I think the Americans specifically targeted us. The war was scary, but we could not do anything about it. Now this tsunami has happened. I guess I was just destined to live through these things.
Koseki says her body is covered with the scars of her many past operations. But she promises to keep on living with strength for as long as she can. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Kesenuma.